Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures. We are sharply lower soybeans, sharply lower wheat. Even the corn by their own rights is off pretty strong. The catalyst is late yesterday afternoon. Of course, you probably heard about the Supreme Court hearing where the arguments were made on President Trump's tariffs. And of course, it's questionable whether the tariffs are going to hold up to scrutiny from the Supreme Court. What we don't know is when they're going to give their decision. Some say it could be at the end of the year or after the first year, for that matter. And with that thoughts, it caused the grain trade to kind of crumble a bit here, as they're thinking, well, maybe China may not hold true to its promises. Remember, there's no signed deal that says they'll take 12 million metric tons this crop year and then another 25 million metric tons the next 3 years. But if the Trump tariffs do falter, that the current section of tariffs that he's utilizing right now, he has another buffet of tariffs he can use. It's just they take more time to apply. And so it's not quite as easy as just sign them on today and there they are for negotiating tactics, which has got him a lot in some of these trade deals. So that's why the grain markets came off. It's more reactionary protection to current gains, maybe speculators exiting trade, farmer selling, picking up. Either way, it was a what's that kind of mentality thing that has buckled the wheat and the bean trade. China did buy 120,000 metric tons of wheat. Half of that was soft wheat, winter wheat, and the other half was spring wheat. And so profit-taking being seen on the hard wheat contracts, Kansas, Chicago, which had seen a pretty good rally here as of late. You know, forget Minneapolis, that didn't rally much, so there's nothing to go down. So witness currently Chicago December off 18 and three-quarter cents, 536, Kansas December off 17 and three-quarters, 522 and a quarter, Minneapolis December off a half a penny, 555 and three-quarters. The March Minneapolis off a penny and three-quarters, 572 and a half. Now, corn drifting 6 cents at 429 and a quarter, ran up late yesterday, could not take out last week's high, so we are in retreat back under 430 right now. Again, 429 and a quarter off six. March down five and three-quarters, 443 and three-quarters, with the soybeans for January down 25 and a quarter cents. They've been down over 30 at one time here today. We're at 1109 last. March down 23 cents, 1119. May off 20 and three-quarter cents, 1130. Good opportunity for China to step in here now and start buying some more futures contracts if they want, if that's how they're going to go about acquiring beans at this time of year when they've pretty much got what they need. They can take some here in January and early February, but the rest they would probably take in the summer, but buy the board and then transfer ownership to cash when they acquire the cash later. And so we'll see if the recovery into Friday occurs on that or not. So off sharply today, down 24 and three quarters right now on the January beans, 1109 and a half. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle futures, well, they open sharply lower. They put their nose above water. And they're back sharply lower again as the index funds continue to liquidate at no matter what cost. They just don't want to be in this market anymore. The threats of the potential Brazilian tariffs coming off, it's kind of stagnant right now on what's going on with the Brazilian tariffs. Yesterday, the comment that got the market to drop sharply and go limit down was President Lula of Brazil said he's frustrated with how long it's taking to deal with these tariffs. And he said, I've got Trump's phone number. I may have to give him a call. Well, boom, that put us down. We still have the tight numbers now. There's no Brazilian beef arriving yet, nor Argentine beef, but it's just always the threat of this all coming. Mexico, again, delayed, but doesn't matter. The funds want out. Feeder index down $1.60 today at $342.82. The one-day number is at $339.84 on 3,477 head. We're seeing bids in Nebraska, $230, Texas, $232 bid, some areas, and so cash trade yet to occur. Box beef, we have down 29 cents on the choice, $377.97. Select, though, up $1.76 at $362.01. Cattle futures have December down $1.95 now, $218.57. February off $1.50, $216.62. April's off $1, $216.57. On the feeder cattle, November down $4.60, $321.12. January off $5.27, $314.70. March, down 592, 309.75. August, next year, down 707 at 304.37. That's pretty much putting the bet that somehow that border is going to be open by next summer. Hogs, lower again today. It's Groundhog Day. They've been going down pretty much almost every day since the end of September. So that makes it, what, some 40 days almost, 40 days and 40 nights of sinking hog futures. December down $1.30, $79.30. February off 85 cents, $80.12. Someday there'll be a buy. On the gold market, all over the place here with the chaos of today. You wouldn't know it because right now it's just up $5 at $3,997. Had an overnight high, $4,028.70. Day session low, $3,973. So big move. Currently, $3,997, up $4. Silver, down 7 cents, $48.01. $1.20 trading range there. 48.61 high, 47.41 low. All with the dollar index down 51 cents at 99.55. Bitcoin looks like it wants to go under 100,000 again, dropping away here off 2,265 on the November Bitcoin contract, $101,975. Crude oil, lower, but not as low as it was earlier in the session. We are currently have the January contract. We're going to start quoting that one as we're getting closer to expiration for the December. January right now down 16 cents, 59.26. But the products, gasoline up 3 cents a gallon, $1.89.36 on the January gas contract. January diesel fuel up 3.75 cents a gallon, $2.42.75. Any questions, you're always welcome to call us, 701-222-0221, or go to our website. Our phone numbers are there. Also, your opportunity to get a free 30-day trial to our newsletter at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.